It's 9:30 on a Thursday. It's time now for Car Talk with Brad Dungis. He's from the home of the 995 Oil Change, the Dungis family of autos. Brad, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well. I'm trying to stay dry. It's a crazy couple weeks here in Oklahoma.
It has been a pretty crazy week or two here in the area, and hopefully the rain will stay away. But for the most part, as I was mentioning on consumer calls, it doesn't look like it's going to let up anytime soon.
Yeah, we keep having these storms just reoccur and go over the same ground, and I'm sure everybody's in the same boat now, just hoping for it to stop eventually and dry out. We want to get this dried out. Everybody stay safe. You know, this is Car Talk. You know, your cars are not made to drive through that stuff. So, as they say, turn around, don't drown.
Yeah, drown, don't drown indeed. We actually had a caller just a minute ago mentioned something about his neighbor losing 115 sheep.
Wow.
Due to the floodwaters. So it's definitely impacting everybody.
I mean, it's definitely a historic kind of event. Water in places a lot of people haven't seen it in recent years. So you need to be careful and just take it easy and ask your people who've been around a long time, how do I get somewhere if you don't know a way around it? There's a few tricks, but it's been a long time since we had water like this.
Yes, sir. It definitely has been. The one I've heard it compared to is 2007. Yeah. And just to kind of go on with the show here too, and speaking of cars and everything, this is Car Talk again. Brad Dungis is with us, and we actually have a guest with us this morning.
That's right. We've got a friend of ours coming in from this will be here in a few weeks for OK Mozart, and this is Ariel. Is Ariel on the line now?
We do, and Ariel, I do have to apologize on consumer calls earlier thinking that you were one of the people calling in. You don't have any items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, do you, by chance?
I don't have any what? Sorry?
You don't have any items to buy, sell, trade, or give away by chance, do you?
Oh. I could think of a few things.
All right. So what could you tell us about you?
Yeah, well, I am currently in London, England. Hello from London. I'm here quite a bit playing music, singer-songwriter, guitar player, and I'm really excited to come out and play some music. June 9th. So,
how is London out there anyway?
Good, yeah. That's actually sunny and beautiful, surprisingly. Opposite from what you guys are having, apparently. Sorry to hear about all your rain.
It's all good. We could use some of that sunshine, but it's all right. I think that'll probably be here when you come here on the for OKM Music for the festival on June 8th through the 14th. When are you performing here in Oklahoma?
It's going to be June 9th the date that I'm playing. I'm bringing my band and lots of cool guitars, and I call my music classic folk rock, so kind of a little combo of classic rock and folk, and we have a good time.
Hello, Ariel. This is Brad Dungis. Welcome to the show, and we're very excited you're coming to Bartlesville. I listened to your song yesterday and to several of them, and it's a great sound you've got, and we're real excited to have you here. You know, one question I had was, you know, talk about how you got into music and what the original spark was there. That's kind of the theme of our show around our community is how people get started in things and those great things that get you going. And you've had some opportunities like that that really sparked your career, too. So let's start at the beginning. How did you get into this, and what made you interested in a career in music?
Sure. Well, firstly, thanks for having me. Happy to be here. And what got me started into music, I had always been in a choir. I was put into a choir very early. By the time I was in preschool, one of the teachers at the preschool said, hey, she's got something special. You might want to do something with it. So music to me was always something that I did. And by the time I turned 6, I had a babysitter. And he introduced me to the Queen VHS live at Wembley. And it changed my life. I saw the whole band start one vision, and I just asked him, what is that? Because that is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And I saw him playing guitar, Brian May, and that was it. It kind of changed my life a lot.
That's wonderful. That's a great inspiration. And now here you are years later and coming to Oklahoma to perform, crazy as that sounds. I mean, we're so excited to have you at OKM. This festival goes back decades here and really has evolved to be a great celebration of musical talent, and we're real excited to have you here. Do you have special plans for the performance here?
Well, I'm playing some new material. I've got we're playing as a trio, and so no, we're mainly just focusing on getting our tunes worked up as great as we can. But we're just gonna. I haven't actually played in Oklahoma by myself before, so we're gonna soak in some of the vibes, and I'm definitely honored to be able to play the festival. So. I'm excited.
What are some of the new things that you're working on here for the OKM Music Festival?
Well, I just, it's kind of funny. I just released an album a month and a half ago called Suspension Dimension. And so one of the way that I put that album together was by trying out new songs live. And then people hear the songs and they may or may not have heard them live. So I'm actually working on my next album now, and one of the ways that I decide what I'm gonna put on it is by throwing some new tracks in my set and seeing what people say. I kind of know pretty quickly if people will like it or not. So we've got some new songs that may or may not make the next album, and I might have a new guitar or two. I built a guitar about 12 years ago from scratch with a friend of mine named Two Tone. Not my friend. My friend's name is Patrick, and the guitar's name is Two Tone. And we have them coming out. A signature line will be coming out in 2000. I might have a new guitar too, checking out some prototypes. So. Yeah,
that's very cool. That's impressive. You made one yourself. And I know I was listening to your music. Your guitar talents are outstanding. And I know you've been honored by and were handpicked by Vince Gill as one of the top five guitarists at a competition a few years ago. Or was it that this year?
I did actually end up playing with him again this year from that. But it was a few years ago. But we've become really good friends. And he had me play another event in Nashville this year, and then a couple years back in Los Angeles, we played a gig as well. That was amazing. I think Vince Gill is so highly of him in every regard. So I was and am still very honored.
Wonderful. And yeah, I was reading about you too, and a lot of the influences on you go back to music that I listened to in my youth. Joni Mitchell and James Taylor, Queen, you mentioned already, Jimi Hendrix, The Who. You're not old enough to have experienced them in their prime, but tell me a little bit about what draws you to that music.
Well, it's funny because in a lot of ways, I know, probably not you, but a lot of folks that I know from that time period, I do happen to know more music. I don't know why that is. I've always just had a real curiosity / fascination draw to music from the 60s and 70s, and some of the 50s as well. I just feel like I really resonate with what the culture was trying to convey via music. And I mean, maybe not so much like the drugs risque part of the whole thing, but the music itself. I always felt a connection with the rawness of it. When I think of Joni Mitchell and James Taylor and all those folks, I think of vulnerability and genuineness. It wasn't necessarily about having a hit as much as it was being honest and how people connected with that. And rock bands that didn't, a lot of them went a little overboard, which was really fun and cool, but a lot of them just did their thing and showed up, and it was about the songs and not overplaying or overdoing anything. And I really like that a lot, and I, in some ways, feel like it's kind of a lost art form. So I try to hold the torch as much as I can without being a total throwback.
That's well said. I think the music you play is wonderful that way. It's modern, but it does have some of those elements. And, you know, it was a time of great exploration in music and a lot of flexibility. Maybe it wasn't quite so controlled by the commercial world, and it's nice to remember that. So, and of course, we mentioned, you know, back to Bartlesville, this will be your first trip here, and you said you might be bringing out some Oklahoma themes in your music. You know, what are you trying to do there? When you think of Oklahoma and music, what do you know about us?
Well, to be honest, not very much. But by the time that I say this during my set, that I believe every place, whether it be a city or as broad as a country, if I don't get far enough into the country itself or state, I believe every place has a song inside of it. And what I like to do a lot of times, especially traveling overseas, but also nationally in the U.S., I like to write a song and or get inspired by some artists who've come from there and try to capture the essence inside a song. And it's kind of like my version of a diary or a tattoo. So we'll see what happens. I'm coming in, I think, a day before, so might try to write me an Oklahoma song.
And you said you've been to Oklahoma before, correct?
Yeah, not headlining, but I have been to Oklahoma before.
Where have you been and what have you thought about those areas, and how might that help you write the song for Bartlesville?
Well, I'm an irresponsible, guideless musician. I can't recall off the top of my head where exactly I went. I came with Eric Johnson, it's probably a year and a half ago. I don't remember where we went, but I remember it being my first time, and we didn't have much to explore, but I found the people very, very friendly. And it was beautiful. So I'm looking forward to coming back and actually taking my time without having to go to the next city.
That's one great thing about Bartlesville is we'll welcome you here and show you all around, and you will get to know us. That's one thing we do pretty well, and through the history of OK Mozart and OKM, that's been a constant theme of bringing the musicians from outside into our community and welcoming them, and I'm sure you'll experience that when you come here. Bartlesville is a unique community with a lot of resources, and we're not the largest place, but we definitely have a lot of interest in the arts, and I think that your music will be real well received. We do have one of your songs we can play. I thought this might be a good time for that, to kind of let people hear a little bit of what they could expect, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the event and the rest of the festival that's coming up, and talk a little bit more. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what song it is?
Genie's Out of the Bottle. And we'll go ahead and play that right now here on K1.
Okay.
that was Ariel's Genies Out of the Bottle. We have her on the phone right now. Ariel, what was kind of like your thought process as you were writing the song?
Oh, but before you played it, I was curious to know which one you were going to do. I tend to be, I don't want to go as far as to say obscure, but definitely a little bit far-fetched, poetically hiding myself. And the song is definitely one of the more lighter songs I have. In the past, I've had a tendency to discount my worth. And just as a friend, just a lot of self-doubt, and so the song was with a friend of mine named James House, and we were just trying to capture that feeling when everything seems to go right, and even if other people don't see it, it's like, yeah, good things are happening, good things are going on in my life, and it doesn't matter what the outside world thinks or does. This is my life. So I wanted to capture that, and definitely catchy, kind of annoyingly so.
it's a very nice song. I appreciate it. And so if you like that music, you can see Ariel and the Goddard Sisters on June 9th out at Sooner Park at 6 p.m. And you can get tickets for that at okmmusic.org or give them a call at 918-336-9900. That's part of the whole festival that's coming up. It kicks off here on the 8th with Phil Vassar. There's a street party. We've got events all through the week. There's a great children's program this year. There is every year, but lots of events for kids, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So with the kids getting out of school, we'll have lots of events for them with story time stuff every day, I think, or virtually. Great musical talent coming to help the kids, a ventriloquist on Tuesday. Lots of opportunity for all types of stuff. Plus, we've got the different people, like I mentioned, Phil Vassar on Monday, Martin Melaton and the Piano Duo on June 10th. You've got the Tulsa Symphony also on June 10th, an evening with Mozart at the Community Center. The Steep Canyon Rangers are June 11th at the Garlesville Community Center. We've got Jenny Lynn at 7:30 on June 12th at the High School Performing Arts Center, and Quartetto Gelato on June 13th. So you're part of a whole program that wraps up then on the 14th and 15th with the World Rock Finale featuring Bojo and the Dallas Brass. And then on the 15th, the Festival Celebration with Quartetto Latino America at the Price Tower Gallery and the Concerts of Festival add-on and on that one. And that'll wrap up on the 15th. So lots of stuff going on, as always, with the OKM Festival. And we've got Ariel on the line here again. So we're all excited to have you come to town, Ariel. Are you going to be here for a few days? Is it a quick trip for you? Are you on a tour now?
No, I just got off a two-month tour of the U.S., so I'm preparing to come back to tour at the end of June, and unfortunately, it seems I'm only going to have about a day and a half or 2 days in Bartlesville, but see if I can squeeze in a little bit more time.
Where are you going to be going after Bartlesville?
Well, it'll probably be Nashville for a few days, and then I'm back in England again and getting the band here ready to do some UK dates.
And what does that process look like, kind of getting the band ready for coming to Bartlesville?
Well, they'd probably be the first to say I'm very picky. I like things to be right. So basically, I pick the set list, and for a tour, it might be along the similar set list every night. Might change up a song here or there. But for this particular show in Bartlesville, I have a specific set list. So we run through it, and then I rate each song by energy level, and then I concoct a set, and then create kind of cool moments within the set, and then we run through each individual song. Then we run through the entire set with all of the pieces. So we piecemeal it together until we can do it all in one go. And then we film it, look back, get it, and try to get it the best we can before we get there.
How long will that take, that process of once you've got your, you can see the show starting to form, how long will you have to practice that with your mates?
Well, my guys are in shape right now since we just got off the road a few days back. So it won't take that long, but if I'm getting ready for something with people I haven't necessarily played with, it could take a month. But because I've just been playing with these guys for two months, it probably take... It could take less, but to make sure that it's where I want it to be, probably 3 or 4 days rehearsing.
That's great.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about coming to Bartlesville and maybe your show on the 9th?
I'm just excited to come. Hope to see some folks there, and we're going to give it our best, so really looking forward to that, and hopefully get shown around a little bit. I'd like that.
Well, we look forward to that, too. We'll definitely want to show you Bartlesville. Be sure to check out what's going on at the Price Tower. We have the only skyscraper that Frank Lloyd Wright designed that was ever actually completed and built. And bizarrely, it's here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And so you'll want to see that. You'll also want to just check out the great community we have and see the countryside a little bit, and you'll do that as you come in and out of town, but don't miss that opportunity. There's a lot of great other stuff to see, and great youth organizations around town and opportunities to be involved in stuff like that. So you may want to take advantage of something like that, maybe go out to the Boys and Girls Club or something and just see what's really makes Bartlesville special is the way we support each other and all the great things that we've been able to do in a relatively small community. And so I'm proud to have you coming and be happy to show you around.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I'd love that. And again, I'm really excited. Cities like that are hard to find anywhere, much less in a small community. You'd think you'd find it maybe in a bigger one, but I found it to be very difficult. And I'd love to talk to you more about maybe the schools. One of my passions is actually trying to work with different communities, keeping music programs in schools, big passion of mine. So maybe we'll get to catch up.
Well, we promise that when you come, the waters will probably recede by then, too.
And hopefully run out for your evening out at Sooner Park. That'll be a great setting, and hopefully the ground will be dried out a bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, excited to have you coming, and we'll let you go now. And I know you've got a busy day ahead of you. It's the afternoon over there, so get on with your life. And thank you for making yourself available to us. We really appreciate getting to know you a little bit here today, and I hope we get to see you here in a few weeks.
Thank you so much for having me, and it was really fun hanging out with you guys tonight or today, and looking forward to coming June 9th.
All right, we look forward
thank
to
you.
It too, Ariel. You have a good day, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care, guys. Bye.
You too. And again, that was Ariel. She's going to be performing on June 9th at the OKM Festival here in Bartlesville. Brad, we were talking about it. It's coming up pretty fast. Unbelievable.
I mean, it's amazing to me how this comes around every day. I mean, heck, I'm going through this strange rapid time lapse thing where my son is about to graduate from high school tomorrow night, and we've been doing a lot of putting pictures together and stuff. But you're right. The festival comes around so quickly again every year. I can't believe it's almost June. But it is, so it's time for OKM. And we're you know, it's another time for great arts here in Bartlesville, kicking off the summer. We've got, you know, eventually we'll get the baseball season going around here, not too far off. Hopefully it'll dry off enough for us to all get down there. I haven't heard what's happening with the tryouts. Did it happen? Are we going to do anything?
I think the tryouts will happen. I think that's more of an Evan question, but from what I've heard lately, I think it's still going to happen. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah. Well, I know we'll get to it, but it's been difficult these last few weeks.
Especially when it rains like every day.
Well. Great stuff. Lots of stuff going on at the car dealership. Remind everybody, we're in our Memorial Day sell down with all this crazy weather. And I don't want to take advantage of this extreme weather, but the truth is we're way behind on our goals. And if you're in the market for a car and looking for an opportunity for a deal, it's a great time to buy. We'd really be happy to sell some cars between now and the end of the month. We've got to make room for new inventory coming in. It's also a great time for trade-ins because we've got a pretty low supply of used vehicles on our lot. So we need to sell some new cars. We need to acquire vehicles for our used vehicle lot. So it's a great time to buy. The manufacturers have really big incentives right now. On the Ford side, we've got a special for Memorial Day where we've got a active military veterans and first responders all get a special rebate of $750 on top of all the other normal rebates and our Dungis discounts. And you can check all that out online at DungisChoice.com or give us a call at 918-333-0900. Of course, just come on by the dealership on Highway 75. We're there every day. I'm there virtually every day. We've got the team ready to do oil changes for you today for only $9.95, first 5 quarts of oil. Then it's just an additional charge for each quart after that. And don't forget, you know, just do it. Google it yourself. See what a quart of oil costs and then compare it to the value that we present. And I think you'll see that it's outstanding.
You also deliver vehicles, too, if people do buy it.
If you're interested in pickup and delivery, whether it's for service or just to see a vehicle, we'll be happy to take it to you. Got to be careful not to get in the floodwaters today, but everybody stay safe and look out for yourselves, it'll hopefully dry out soon.
Yes, sir. It definitely will dry out before too long. And that was a Car Talk here Thursday morning here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Brad Dungis was joining us to tell us what's happening at the Dungis family of autos. And we also had special guest Ariel. She's going to be coming to Bartlesville for the 35th annual OKM Music Festival.
Coming up on June 8th and 9th, it gets kicked off, and we'll have a whole week of great events. So check Ariel out. Go to OKMMusic.org, and you can find out all the information.
Brad, thank you for joining us.
Sure, we're glad to do it.
We'll see you next week.
Yep.